Lily's Dream, Lissadel Story, Book 3. Written by Judy Curtin and read by Caroline Lennon. Summer 1914.
"Hurry up, Lily," said Maeve,
as she pulled off her pretty silk shoes, hitched up her dress, and ran towards the sea.
"I bet the water's beautiful."
"Wait for me," I said. "There's a knot in my laces." Finally, I managed to struggle out of my heavy leather boots and laid them on the sand. Next to Maeve's shoes, they looked old and ugly. And for a second, I felt ashamed. Then I lifted my head high and told myself I was being foolish. I had a good, honest job at Lissadel, and just because I was a servant and Maeve was a member of the family who owned the house, that didn't make her better than me. I took a second to enjoy the feeling of the warm sand under my feet. Then I pulled off my housemaid's cap and ran to the water, to my friend, to the best moments of my day.
"I wish I'd brought my swimming costume, don't you?" said Maeve as we paddled.
"I don't have one. Years ago, before my daddy died, he took my whole family to Ross's Point for a day, and Mam let me wear an old petticoat of hers to swim in. I'm too big for that kind of thing now, though."
"Oh," said Maeve, looking embarrassed. "I've got two costumes. You can borrow one next time if you like."
"Thank you." Maeve was always generous. It was a gorgeous sunny day. A gentle breeze tossed my hair, and a flock of seagulls screeched and squawked over our heads while Maeve and I chatted.
"Tell me the news of your sisters," she said.
Maeve loved hearing stories about Winnie and Anne, even though she had her own sweet cousins at Lissadel. "Michael, Hugh, Bridget, Brian, and little baby Rosaline." She laughed when I told her how Winnie was afraid of the tiny little puppy who strayed into our garden one day.
"Oh, how I love the sea," I sighed, as the water rippled over my skin.
"When I'm a teacher, I'm going to work by the seaside, and every single day I'll go for a paddle after school, even if I'm very old, like 25 or something.
When I grow up, I'm going to live in Dublin," said Maeve, "so I can be near Mother. The two of us will take trips to the seaside, and we shall be so happy together."
"That sounds lovely." Maeve's mam lived in Dublin, and her daddy was somewhere in Europe, and I knew she missed them very much. Now she lived at Ardeven with her grandmother Gaga, but she spent lots of time at Lissadel House with her Uncle Jocelyn and Aunt Mary and their children. She had many good things in her life, but I knew she was often lonely.